Lucy Light versus Yahweh Light. Lucy Light, fake light, 1,000 points of light. They say, where did that 1,000 points of light come from? I told them 1,000 times. Solomon had 1,000 concubines, and they pulled him into idolatry. That's all it is. The same thing's happening today. 1,000 agents of the devil, Lucy Light, trying to pull you into idolatry to worship false idols. Lucifer is in trying to indoctrinate you into worldly wisdom and turn you against God, turn you against Yahweh Elohim. The God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New Testament. The only reason it seems different, because you're in the age of grace right now. The grace of God. God is holy and set apart. He's separate from sinners. And so your whole battle is Lucy Light versus Yahweh Light, God's light. And since you were born in the system, you're born in sin, born in the flesh mind, you're pretty much an agent of Lucifer. And don't even know it, you know. So you get saved, and then everything flips. And then that's why the Lucy agents come after you, because you're no longer a part of them. You're spreading the truth, you know. You're spreading the truth. But everything around you, I love Lucy. The Lucy movie, they're saying you came from an ape. Instead of made in God's image, they want you to think you came from an ape. They're pretty much calling God an ape. If you're made in God's image and you came and you were an ape, they're calling God an ape. That's what they're doing. And so the Lucy movies, Lucifer, Lucy, Illuminati, fake light, all these 1,000 points of light to try to pull you into idolatry, just like 1,000 concubines pulled Solomon into idolatry. Lucy light. And they never stop, because that's their agenda for being here. Their whole agenda for being here is to pull you into worshiping Lucy, Mother Earth, the creation instead of the creator, the piece cut off instead of the whole, the part instead of the whole. They want you in partiality instead of wholeness. They want you in fake reality, because if you're in truth, they can't mess with you. But if you believe the lies, they already got you. All they had to do is get you to believe one lie, and they start getting you, messing you up. Lucifer. Why would Lucifer try to twist the truth into a lie and give you 99% truth and 1% error to pull you into their false doctrine, to pull you into Christ consciousness instead of Christ in you, to pull you into works-based salvation instead of faith alone? Because he wants to be worshipped. He wants to be God. And so anybody who is not God, who wants to be God, they're going to pull you into a cult or legalism or some kind of fake reality. The flesh creature, let's say there's a Jezebel out there. What's Jezebel's goal? Jezebel's goal is to control you. The flesh mind wants to control you. The flesh creature is nothing but lies. The flesh creature is nothing but legalism and antinomianism and outward show. You ever wonder why they use the Bible and twist it? Because they don't have the Holy Spirit. All they're going to do is tell you lies. They don't have any truth. So when they read the Bible, they don't have the Holy Spirit, so they can't rightly divide the word of truth. And so when they try to interpret it, they're going to try to interpret according to their own agenda and their own understanding. Instead of line upon line, precept upon precept, rightly a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, what they're going to do is try to get you to believe their interpretation, which is wrong, because they're trying to interpret it through the flesh mind. Luciferianism, Illuminati, it's just like an unsaved woman. She wants to be worshipped. She wants to be Queen Bee. They'll put it on their car, Queen Bee. Instead of them realizing the woman was made for the man, they want to flip reality and say, feminism's okay and the man was made for the woman. They want to flip things around. They want a baby daddy. They want somebody to serve them and wash their feet instead of them serving and being a helpmeet suitable. They want to flip reality. If you want to understand Lucy, look at the culture that you're in. And they worship Mother Mary. They look at the Catholic Church. They worship. And also look at the unsaved and the music they listen to. And they want to break the chains of God. They want to break God's created order and try to break free from that pattern that he said a long time ago. Christ and his church is the man and the woman. The head and the body. And they want to destroy that. Why would they want to do that? Why would the devil? Because the reason they would want to do it is because they want to say, I'm my own person. I'm independent. I can make my own decision. Really? Really? In him we live and breathe and have our being. You're bought with it. You're not your own. You think you can get outside the program? It's not how. It's God's script. It's God's program. It's God's reality. It's God's types and shadows and patterns. And there's no way to escape it. So you might as well run to God and learn his ways and his system instead of trying to be your own God, you know. Trying to create your own reality inside his reality. And it's against the universe. Do you think that's really going to work? If you're going against the universe is going to kick you. If you kick against the universal patterns, the universe is going to kick you.